News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Oh, you better be ready tonight. Here I am, the future king of News Talk Radio. I have made up my mind. This is my thing, and I am going to take it over. Whether it's here at the mighty WBT or whether it is the WB something world radio station, I am the future king of political talk radio. So nothing gonna stop me because I'm super, super young. I got plenty of time. This is the beginning of my career. And I'm gonna need your help. Probably. But then again, as long as I'm the king of political talk radio in my mind, what do I need anybody else for? Am I right? You hear me? Man, I'm fired up though tonight because not only do I get to come in here and be a part of this magical medium that is radio. And I mean that. I absolutely love being a radio man. And I hope I continue to get to be a radio man until I am a dearly departed man. But not only am I excited about that, but I am excited because there is something that I have wanted for years and years. And I know if you are a conservative person that is that has been listening to political talk radio for, a while, you've wanted it as well. And let me tell you something. We got it today. We've gotten tastes of it with the Trump administration and all in the past. But I think today, we got something that we have been wanting. We've wanted it together, just not knowing it. And that is, we have wanted our people, the good guys, to go into one of these show hearings where the diabolical Democrats, these derelicts who are sitting on their perch looking down upon one of our good guys and judging them and trying to score political points and get sound bites and so forth. We've always wanted our people to just unload on them. And that happened today. Oh, it happened today, and it was delicious, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to have all of the important parts of that for you that we can all cheer. We can toast one another through the radio because I know a lot of you start drinking this time of night. But hey, I ain't mad at you. Long as you're not driving around or doing anything to harm anyone, hey, that's your business. I say celebrate it up because we got a delicious, delicious treat today from the Attorney General Pam Bondi. Now, you may have heard some of these clips. You may know what I'm talking about. But you haven't heard it the way I'm going to break it down for you. You just haven't. I'm glad my boys are in here tonight. Young Isaac is here. Lonnie Ray's running around. He means business tonight because he's got his hair pulled back out of his way. Not playing around. Either that or look at this. The dude in the hall there. I see you. Everybody in this building loves me. Look at that. They all love me, even people from the other radio stations. Hear him yelling? Mm-mm-mm. That's my fandom. That's what that is. Okay. And not to mention, we're going to have some fun tonight because that's what we do. We mix in the fun with the serious issues. My brother called me right as I was pulling in the gate tonight. My brother, he lives in Magnolia, Arkansas. We both grew up in Louisiana. Magnolia, Arkansas is not that far from where we grew up, a few hours, 2-3 hours, something like that. I answer the phone. He says, did you hear Pam Bondi today? Did you see any of that Pam Bondi? I said, of course I did. Of course I did. And there are also some things that are still out there in my mind as a question. And after I said it last night, I was hearing more and more people talk about it today. Now, I'm not saying that people listen to my show and then just, you know, copy what I say, but it is a coincidence that I said it last night. And then now it was all over the what they call the blogosphere today and podcasts, influencers and stuff. When I said that people like the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, need to go to jail. I said that last night, and I said it right out front. No shame. And then you hear it everywhere today. Now, even though I'm not saying that they are taking stuff from me, I'm just saying that lets me know, because they're way bigger than I am, but that lets me know that that I'm on the right track with the information that I'm bringing you from my perspective of things. And I really do want to take you on the journey with me to becoming the king of all political talk radio. We don't have one right now. Not since Rush passed. And I say Rush because he had a friend that pronounced his name that way. Rush. But yeah, when Rush passed, the king was gone. I'm the new king. Yeah, I am. Sean Hannity's got a bunch of success, a bunch of radio stations that he's on, and, you know, the great one, Mark Levin, Glenn Beck. I mean, yeah, all the big names. But are they the king? No, none of them is the king. I'm the king. I'm the king. I've declared it. Oh, my God. Wait until that Pete Callender gets this news. I was texting with him before the show, just right up until showtime. I was texting with him, but I forgot to tell him that I was the new king of political talk radio. Well, he'll hear about it soon enough when he gets my edicts of how he needs to be doing his show from now on. That's what's going to happen. All right. So I have given, because I was just like, late getting Lonnie Ray the list of the audio that I need for the show tonight. So we're going to get on it, and you're going to smile. You're going to pump your fist in the air unless you're a stinking lunatic liberal, and then you're probably already sending me messages telling me that I'm a white supremacist and a whatever else, you know, words that you sit around and think of all day, looking at your thesaurus.com and however you're trying to make yourself sound like you're more well read than you are. I get it. But if you got something you want to say, you can go ahead and call. Is the phone working? Phone not working? All right, well, text it. Am I not supposed to say the phone's not working?
Too late now.
Well, I mean, hey, I'm real, baby. I'm real. I don't want people wasting their time. It's my 11 listeners. Their time is valuable. So if you want something to, you got something you want to say to me, text it. WBT text line is driven by Liberty Buick GMC. The number is 704-570-1110. But remember, equipment only breaks when I come in the room. There's just something about it. I don't know what's going on, but that's what happens. All right. So hang on. We got it all coming up next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Ramming, jamming, slamming on the air everywhere. Rocking. Rocking at the speed of light. Hey, listen, I'm not just, I clown around and stuff about not getting paid to be in here and being a volunteer and all that, but it does help me if you will go to tjritchie.com, TJRITCHIE.com, and then find all of the things that are available there, podcasts, the Spotify, social medias, all of that stuff. You can find all of that. If you'll just follow and like all of that stuff for me, it's just a few clicks. That will help me tremendously, in all seriousness, and I really appreciate it. Okay, so for many years, as I was driving home from doing my award-winning morning radio show that I used to do called the Ace and TJ Show, whether it was in Alexandria, Louisiana, where we started, Huntsville, Alabama, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, all the markets that that I worked in before I got to Charlotte, and then obviously including Charlotte, when I would leave work, I would listen to Rush Limbaugh every day. Then when Rush Limbaugh started doing podcasting, he put his show up as a podcast. I was a Rush 24/7 subscriber from day one, and I listened to every segment, every word, everything. I didn't miss it. And I would listen to our people, you know, like during, let's just say during the Bush administration, the Bush 41. I'm sorry, Bush 43. And I would hear the good guys on our side sit in front of these derelict Democrat representatives and senators in these hearings, and they would just get abused by these people, and these people would just sit in judgment of them. And like I said, these Democrat politicians are the worst of the worst. They're just trash, trashy, trashy, low-life individuals. And I would sit and I would just seethe when Rush would play these sound bites. And our people would sit there and respond politely and take it. And then I would say, why are you taking that? Why don't you fight back? We all, especially during the Bush administration, from Bush all the way down to the last person in his cabinet, we'd say, fight back. Why are you taking this? Don't take that crap. Go after him. And they never would. Trump comes along, and now his people do it. They do what we've always wanted them to do as we were riding along and listening to Rush play these sound bites from whatever hearing was going on. Pam Bondi at a Senate hearing today. This is the way we do it. This is the way we've always wanted it done. Starting with a clip of her being questioned by Blumenthal, Senator Blumenthal, who lied about his military service and was busted doing it, had to admit to doing it, and instead of going away in disgrace, as he should have, he's right back out there the next day in everybody's face, and now he's again, sitting in judgment of someone else, and she was not having it. Listen.
I understand that Brian Ballard, longtime backer and head of the law firm where you worked, was instrumental in lobbying the Justice Department to drop that lawsuit. It was dismissed, so it's not subject to a court review. What conversations did you have with Mr. Ballard?
Senator Blumenthal, I cannot believe that you would accuse me of impropriety when you lied about your military service.
I am not asking you to be elected a U.S. senator.
You lied. How dare you? I'm a career prosecutor. Don't you ever challenge my integrity. I have abided by every ethics standard. Do not question my ability to be fair and impartial as Attorney General. And anything with my former firm, Ballard Partners. Thank you.
President Trump's new border czar, Tom Homan.
This is the Hirono from Hawaii who, I'm going to say she's drunk because I'm going to say that she's always drunk. If she's not drunk, then her family needs to get her into some sort of assisted living or something because she's not all there. Okay, go ahead.
Was videotaped taking a bag with $50,000 in cash from undercover FBI agents after suggesting he could help with government contracts. Sounds like a bribe. 2 weeks ago, DOJ officials reportedly shut down the bribery investigation into Mr. Homan. Ms. Bondi, did you approve closing the Homan investigation, bribery investigation?
Senator Hirono, as I stated earlier, the Department of Justice and the FBI conducted a thorough review, and they found no credible evidence of any wrongdoing. You were also on video outside the White House protesting with a group called CASA, where Antifa members were. Does that mean you're a member of Antifa?
Yes, it
does.
The
word is, and I think it's been confirmed.
Hold on, stop. This is Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, and he is he's just an awful, awful person. He's one of the worst, but he's so softly spoken. He comes from that school, so softly spoken. How can you be against what I'm saying? Because what I'm saying, even though it is a lie and it's communist propaganda, how can you disagree with me the way it's dripping so sugary sweet from my mouth? I have a sweet mouth, so I must be reputable. Okay, listen.
The word is, and I think it's been confirmed by the White House, they are going to transfer Texas National Guard units to the state of Illinois. What's the rationale for that?
Yeah, Chairman, as you shut down the government, you voted to shut down the government, and you're sitting here, our law enforcement officers aren't being paid. They're out there working to protect you. I wish you loved Chicago as much as you hate President Trump. And currently, the National Guard are on the way to Chicago. If you're not going to protect your citizens, President Trump will.
Yes. Now, he backed away a little bit and he goes, of the 20 years I have been on this committee, I've never heard the testimony like that. Oh, he's so shocked. He's so offended. He's so blown away. It's because they're not used to it. They're not used to it. These brats are used to getting their way and they're used to being able to say whatever they want to say and bully whoever's in front of them. And nobody fights back because nobody wants to deal with the crooked, corrupt media that's going to, you know, take their sides and all. Well, those days are over, at least for the moment. And thank God they are. That is just absolutely fantastic. Now, I'm not a huge, I mean, I'm not the number one Pam Bondi fan every day. She's done some things that I disagree with, but for the most part, I think she's been pretty solid, especially if she's doing stuff like this. She handed it to him. Shoved it right back in their faces as if, hey, who are you to be sitting in judgment of me? You corrupt, soulless, demonic narcissist. All of you. Love it. Love it, love it. And we got more of it. We got more. We'll get into it coming up next.
The DJ Richie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
All right. Oh, we are red hot, smoking, and no joking tonight. Bringing it. Okay, so we have my my favorite clips of Pam Bondi going off on the low-life senators today in their joke of a hearing. We'll get to that in just a second, but today was my day to go in and see how much weight I lost over the past week at PhD Weight Loss, and so I lost another pound and three quarters or something like that. They're so precise about how much weight you're losing because the test that they use and all is like top of the line equipment and everything. And I'm still going strong. As a matter of fact, I was at an event Saturday and I almost had to come to fisticuffs with a man who was accusing me of being on the Ozempic. Not really. He was just a friend of mine that I haven't seen in a while. And he was saying, you know, you're on, you know, you don't have to lie. And I'm not, because PhD weight loss doesn't do that. So I'm telling you, if you want to lose weight and you want to do it the right way, you want to learn how to turn your body into a fat burning machine, PhD weight loss is absolutely the way you should go. Because, you know, I was realizing that there are so many things now. I was talking about this on my morning show this morning. Since I've lost 30 pounds in such a short time, you don't realize what all you can do and how different life feels to you when you've lost weight. And I'm not talking about more energy and all that. Of course, that comes with it. But being able to, and I know this may be funny to some people, but being able to tie my shoes without having to get on one knee to do it, where I can actually just tie my shoes like a normal person. And the bow on my shoes go in the middle of my foot, not off to the side, because I can't reach it well enough. The people at PhD Weight Loss are so helpful, and they're there with you the entire time. You know, whenever you may have questions or anything, they're always there for you. So here, call 980-237-9090. 980-237-9090 for PhD Weight Loss. Set up an appointment. You can eat the food that they have. They'll plan it out for you, or they can show you how to make food yourself. But you should really do it and stop walking through life getting ready for another holiday season where you're going to be hiding behind people in pictures or not wanting to have your picture taken in general. So PhD Weight Loss, you can go to myphdweightloss.com as well. All right, so Pam Bondi today in a Senate hearing, Attorney General Pam Bondi was not having it. She was like, who are you trashy senators to be sitting up in here and questioning my character when your character is in the gutter? And I mean, it was just basically a no holes barred. She was coming after him. Now, we're familiar with Senator Padilla, right? You remember Senator Padilla? He's the one that tried to make a name for himself by storming the podium when all of the ICE raids first started happening in California. He stormed the podium trying to get at Kristi Noem, and then he was tackled and arrested, and nobody even knew he was a senator. Not that that should have mattered. He runs up to the podium out of turn. He should have been taken down. And then he ran around crying and trying to make a racial issue out of it and all of that. I mean, just that typical you know, weaselly Democrat elected official. Well, he shouldn't have come at Pam Bondi about anything. And I think he found that out very quickly. Listen,
Attorney General Bondi, you are the Attorney General of the United States. Director Patel reports to you. Do you believe he's doing a good job? Yes or no?
I believe Director Patel is doing a great job. You know where he is right now, Senator Padilla?
Right now,
you asked me a question.
Yes,
Director Patel is right now in Chicago, Senator.
All right, pause a second.
Fighting.
So when she comes back at him, he's like, uh-oh, I wasn't expecting this. She is about to let me have it like she's been letting all these other senators have it, and she has put them in their place and made fools of them. I'm about to feel that same pain. I know, he doesn't want her saying anything else other than he asked her this silly question. Do you think he's doing, like she's a child, do you think he's doing a good job? She says yes, and then he wants to come back with, well, if he's doing such a great job. You know, it's just like he sat down last night and watched some old reruns of Law and Order, and he's got his, you know, the way he's going to question the witness, you know, and he had to quickly realize that he was dealing with his intellectual superior at this point. Okay, go ahead.
Hearing. Fighting to keep
you said
Chicago
it earlier in the hearing, and yes, I have been paying attention.
You know, you want order in Chairman. Here now, yet you stormed the Director of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. You sure didn't have order that day, did you, Senator?
Attorney General, you are under oath. I did not storm the Secretary, the video.
Oh, that was on that video. That video has been released, I believe. Very public.
Mr. Chairman, recent actions raised.
See, and then she made him respond to her accusation. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. He absolutely stormed that podium and had to be detained by ICE. And he did it on purpose. He did it so he could play victim. What a disgrace. What a joke. What a mealy-mouthed, wimpy little man that is. I say little man. He's probably like a foot taller than I am. I don't know. But still, just, it just seems like, you know, if he's married, then he's probably this, like the hapless husband that just waits on his wife to order him around constantly, yelling, screaming at him all the time. You didn't wash the dishes correctly. Cowering in the corner. Then it comes to Adam Schiffhead, senator from California, former disgraced congressman from California, the slimiest of the slimy. The senator that is probably trying harder than any of the rest of them to overcome the fact that he was shoved in lockers when he was in school. Now I'm a senator and I'll show everybody how tough I am, how diabolical I am. So you're dealing with a room full of clinical narcissists, each one more narcissistic than the last, than the prior. And this one, oh, this one is the worst. Check it out.
This is supposed to be, this is supposed to be an oversight hearing in which members of Congress can get serious answers to serious questions about
the
cover up of corruption, about the prosecution of the president's enemies. And
I think you owe when will it be
that the members of this committee on a bipartisan basis demand answers to those questions and refuse to accept
clearly you're
personal,
a failed lawyer
refuse
because
to accept,
you don't understand
excuse
when someone
me,
can and cannot
refuse
answer
to
a
accept
question.
Personal slander as an answer to those questions.
Personal slander?
With that,
and you apologize
Chair,
to Donald
I
Trump for slandering him? Personal slander?
You know, he's the one that lied so much when I said, hey, we have proof that of Russiagate. We have proof that Donald Trump was involved in Russiagate, knowing that he didn't. He lied to the people. He lied all over the place, lied in Congress. And she's not having it. You know what she reminds me of? Now, listen, if I'm having to go toe-to-toe with her and she's giving that attitude that she's giving, I would be mad. I'd be like, oh, I'm not even trying to talk to you. Because she is like so many people's wives who have been angered, and you know that you've done something that she doesn't like, and you know that you're wrong, but you're trying to get past it, and you're trying to get everything back, you know, calm, and she's calm, but she's just sitting there with that look on her face, like, and then while you're talking, trying to explain or trying to ask, she just is like, whatever. I mean, I was expecting her at any moment just to do that, just to go, whatever. Whatever, dude. Sit there and say whatever you want to say about trying to uncover the corruption, trying to sneak in your little points. I'm not listening to you. And, you know, evidently you're a failed lawyer and you don't understand when somebody cannot answer a question that you've asked them. They're not legally able to answer a question. So you're a failed lawyer. And that, oh, just great. Absolutely. If the Democrats had a press conference after this thing today, if these derelict Democrats had a press conference like a football coach does, they would be just having to stand there and go, well, we were outperformed today. They were better prepared than we were. She brought it to us. You know, we made a lot of mistakes. We can't have that many turnovers and expect to win. She really came after us today. She got after it. You know, that's sports lingo there. Got after it. So all we can do is learn from this, and hopefully next week we will be better prepared, and we'll be able to bring a W to the great city of Charlotte. What's the name? Canales? Yep. You hear that all the time from him. That same thing. All coaches are that way. They lose. They gotta you know, come out, take responsibility for it, and learn from it. That's the way a press conference would have gone today if those derelict Democrats would have been honest and come out and talk to the media. Gotta love it. Just gotta love it. Good for you, Pam Bondi. Good for you. Hang on. More coming up.
It's TJ Ritchie. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Rocking and rolling. Here we are. Okay, now listen. Let me say this once again, just so nobody, as the kids say, gets it twisted. All of you people who write into here in these texts every night, or you call, insulting me and everything, and I talk about you and send the messages out and all of that stuff, and I say that you're not getting to me. You are not getting to me. I don't care what you think. But I've got a message here that I just received from one of these people that I can use as a teaching tool to prove just how little I care about what these idiots think of me. So I'll get to that in just a minute. You don't want to miss that. But first, I got to tell you what happened with me today. I told you yesterday that I had gone back into the gym. I was at that point now and slinging weights around like crazy. And I haven't been ready to do that. Now, I used to be a gym rat. I was Mr. Fitness and Nutrition and all of that. And it's been a long time. Well, since I've been going to Low Country Mail and I've been on their testosterone treatment plan because I have low testosterone. I've felt way younger and more energetic than I have in a long time. So today was cardio day, and then I hate cardio. Let me say that. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I love lifting, but I hate cardio. So I was dreading it and looking for a reason to talk myself out of going and all of that. But I went, and I did it outside, and I was way stronger at cardio than I thought I was going to be. Ended up going longer than I had planned because I was still feeling it, you know. And I wouldn't have been able to do that without Low Country Mail and the plan that they have me on. Now, if you're feeling the same way where you're, you know, lethargic, you feel a lot older than you should be feeling, then you need to go to Low Country Mail. They have all kinds of special things because if you think you can't afford it, they have specials all the time. Like that comprehensive testosterone lab work is just $150. It tells you everything they need to know about what's going to fix you. Just like it did with me. $7 a day for Low Country Mail's concierge TRT plan. That's the testosterone, all the supplies, and then the constant medical attention if you need it from the medical team when you have questions and you need consultations and all of that stuff. It's unlimited. Plus $5 a day for the GLP-1. They even have that 3-in-1 super pill for ED. Don't let age drag you down any longer. Go to Low Country Mail. It's lowcountrymail.com. That's where you make an appointment. Lowcountrymail.com. Making men, men again. Now, you know, I went on this whole thing the other night about people who just write in here or they'll call and they'll say something to somebody who's screening the calls and then hang up and say, tell TJ he's blah, 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 blah. And I can't stress this enough. I don't care what you think of me. If you're calling me a white supremacist or you're calling me a racist or calling me any of those things, I know that I'm not those things. And you're not going to get me to shut up by falsely accusing me of those things. And I consider the source. If that's all you have in your pocket as an argument to match wits with me, then I don't have time to even waste time. I don't have time to waste no time. However, sometimes something comes through that I can use as a way to reinforce that. And that has happened tonight. This person says, now I mentioned earlier, you know, that back when I was working on the Ace and TJ show and, you know, so forth and so on. And this happens all the time. So I want to go ahead and use this as an example to maybe the next person that wants to do it can understand that I don't care what they say. This person said, Ace would be so disappointed and embarrassed by your stupid show, you piece of excrement. You're even worse than a cockroach. You're pathetic. Okay. That doesn't bother me. The reason it doesn't bother me for these quote unquote people to call me racist, white supremacist, all that stuff, because I know that it's not true. That doesn't bother me in the least because I know that you don't even know what you're talking about. You're just trying to get my attention. You're just trying, and it worked, but I'm using you for fodder because it's that ridiculous for somebody to say something like that. And I bet that this person didn't even listen to the Ace and TJ show when it was on, because I don't think, by the way this person writes, that they would be able to keep up with what was going on and not be completely lost in the conversation. So just like I know that I'm not a white supremacist or a racist or any of that stuff, so it doesn't bother me for anybody to accuse me of it, I'm even stronger in my belief that you're completely off base and out in la-la land grasping at straws to say that Ace would be disappointed and embarrassed by my stupid show. I know for a fact that he would not be. And I know for a fact that I don't care what you think of me. Because you are obviously not my intellectual equal. If all you can do is come up with those types of remarks to rebut my opinions and analysis on this show. So why would I care what you think? So the reason I say that is because it's entertaining for other people to hear about this, that there are people like this out there. You know, it's entertaining for normal people to hear that, oh my God, that's really somebody that's out there listening and feels the need to write in and say those sorts of things. Now, and if you're worried about that, if you're like, oh, bless his heart, I'm, you know, whatever, don't worry about it at all, because I do not care. I'm from the Do Not Care Club. We do not care. This person is so out there that I've thought from time to time that it could just be somebody sitting out there as a prankster that just wants to sit and troll and write the most outlandish things in here that they can write just because they think it's fun and don't have anything better to do. But even at that, I don't care. You can do what you want to do. Doesn't bother me. The only thing that bothers me is that the radio station is set up with an automatic response to all the texts that come in. This is, thank you for connecting with us on the WBT text line driven by Liberty Buick GMC. I hate that it's an automated response, it's a polite response. Because I really don't think that there should be a response at all. So nice try. Keep trying. I'm sure that there will be another time, you know, relatively soon when I use another one of your messages as a teaching tool to normally thinking people, decent people, civil people. So actually, I look forward to the next one. I find you amusing. But it does tell you something about the type of person that would, and this is so telling of what we've seen from the behavior of Democrats at large lately, somebody that would invoke the name of my 30-year best friend, you know, like brothers, invoke his name after he's dead to try to hurt my feelings or whatever. That is the biggest illustration of all, that's the type of people who call themselves Democrats today in too many instances. Not all. So don't get all up in arms. But that is the way that they communicate, because they're frustrated, they're emotional, and they don't know how to act. They don't know what proper decorum is. That's all I'm saying. Oh, look at this. It's the end of the first hour already. We've been smoking it. TJ on the News is coming up next. Hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Time for our little roundtable discussion of the night with young Isaac and Lonnie Ray. I think we're all ready to go, so lead story.
Yeah.
All right, y'all know that Ozzy song, or you just know? Yeah, you just know Crazy Train. That one's called Crazy Babies. And it rocks. The Wizard of Oz. Okay, we can't get started on that tonight. There's a 28-year-old woman in Florida named Gabrielle Franz. She was arrested last week on two counts of misdemeanor stalking. She was arrested after she went to her ex-boyfriend's house where he lives with his new girlfriend and threw 75 to 100 tampons in his yard. She initially denied that she was there or even knew where her ex lived. But when she was shown security footage of her truck, she changed her story and said, yeah, that she was there and all, but it was her mom and her aunt's idea to do. And she had painted the tampons to make them look more gross. She is a local firefighter. And she's been placed on paid leave. And again, charged with two counts of misdemeanor stalking. Now, I don't know, and I'm pretty good at judging human behavior and why people do what they do. I can't find the rationale at all for the symbolism of what she threw into the yard that's going to make her ex-boyfriend think, oh, I can't believe I let her get away. I made such a mistake by not staying with her and starting a relationship with somebody else.
He's totally heartbroken.
As he's rushing to get them all up before it rains, he's like, I let a good one go.
Yeah, because if it rains on him, it's just his yard's going to disappear.
Is it snowing outside?
No. Where did the grass go? Oh. But then I picture her mom and her aunt out there helping her with it, too. You know, she's like, you tell him, baby. Don't you let him get away with that.
I'm so proud of you.
It's just like, you know, emotions getting the best of people. Now she's been suspended. Would she get her job back? Will they get rid of her as a firefighter? Does that seem like an emotionally stable person that you would want to be trying to save somebody's life?
I don't want her saving me, I'll tell you that.
She comes into a burning building, Lonnie's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hang out.
I'm gonna sit right here.
Now, do you think she did each one of them with a paintbrush? Or did she, we were having this discussion on my other show, did she dip it into a can of paint? Or did she put them all out on the ground and spray paint them? I mean,
how many did you say it was?
About 75 to 100. They said closer to 100.
I mean, that's a big production. You got to be dipping them quick or something.
But if she's got three people working on it, if her mom and her aunt, or they're all sitting around the table.
The old factory.
You know, they just, you know, look like they're, you know, they've been to Michael's. I've got a little arts and crafts project going.
I say spray paint.
You think just lay them out, spray paint them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
Fast and dirty.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next story.
But I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been proud of me because I had on a pair.
An East St. Louis man is facing multiple charges after he allegedly robbed a Dave's Hot Chicken in Chesterfield, Missouri over the weekend. According to a probable cause statement, Lasan Whitley entered the restaurant on Saturday, October 4th, with an armed pistol. At the time of the incident happening around midnight, the probable cause statement says that he was wearing a ski mask and entered the manager's office. Quote, he enters the manager's office and tries to take a bank bag containing cash from the manager by force after shoving a pistol into his side, which leads to a struggle. The defendant succeeds and escapes with the bag. It says that the Chesterfield police were alerted to the incident and began searching for him because they had a witness that provided officials with a description of him. And you know how they were able to identify him and charge him with first degree robbery, armed criminal action, receiving stolen property, and fourth degree assault?
How?
Because he was wearing pants showing off his fancy underwear. He was wearing True Religion drawers.
Oh my God.
And I guess he was showing off the brand, you know, with his pants swinging low. And when they caught up with him, they identified him by his drawers.
That's excellent.
How'd they catch you? I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, because I was showing off my drawers.
They're pretty sick, though. True.
I was flexing on how expensive my designer drawers are. But is that a flex, you know, outside of, I don't know, 2007? People still wearing True Religion, you know?
I don't know, man. I'm the Fruit of a Loom man myself. So
wise
I
man.
You know.
I don't wear drawers, so no. I don't.
Tidy whities for me. All yeah. right.
I don't wear drawers.
Big Hanes man myself.
Mm-mm. Hey.
Yeah. Again, y'all think I'm joking, but I don't wear drawers.
We didn't think we were joking. We just didn't want to
okay.
think about it.
All right. I'll show you. Okay. You want to see? If you don't believe me, I'll show you.
Yeah, I believe you.
And finally. Don't speak, no, what you said. Now, this story is not funny. It is just disturbing. Police arrested a 24-year-old man Sunday for disorderly conduct, and it was after he reportedly approached women in Baltimore County with written threats soliciting sex. He's accused of approaching at least two women outside of businesses and making them read from a notebook that contained demands for sex and threats that he was armed with a weapon. Now, I get it. Sometimes I get excited or I get all riled up, and sometimes I can't find the right words, and I will, you know, stammer a little bit or whatnot. But when I'm writing something that is important, I'm pretty solid with that. As is this guy. Here is the way his note read. Quote, I will shoot you with a gun and kill you. Come with me and find a place to have sex and do your best and don't do anything about it and don't tell the police and don't tell anyone, even if you have the opportunity, end quote. A little bit of a run-on sentence.
But he covers all the bases.
Yeah, but he's not a big fan of the short, to-the-point message. So then they found out that he has been doing this, and I guess he figured that it doesn't count as a threat if you write it. And they said that since he didn't have a gun, even though he said he did, that they couldn't charge him with assault or anything like that. But they found other women, and they're asking for even more to report, you know, that he had done the same thing to them. I don't think he was ever successful, which is the good thing. Let's see. They found him, he had a notebook saying he wanted to shoot someone, though he did not have a gun with him at the time. In July, he allegedly left a note instructing a Walgreens clerk to leave money at a Carrabba's Italian Grill and threatening to shoot the clerk if she didn't do it. I guess this is a new version of putting your finger in your pocket and acting like you got a gun in there, you know.
Yeah.
And stick them up.
And he's got a first grader writing his notes for him and stuff. Yeah. I mean, that's what it sounded like to me.
A first grader is going to be a future lawyer, though. I mean, the grammar's bad, but he really hammers home all the important issues.
Oh, yeah.
I will shoot you with a gun and kill you. Come with me and find a place to have sex and do your best and don't do anything about it and don't tell the police and don't tell anyone, even if you have the opportunity.
This is sick and this is not funny, but do your best is hysterical. Do your best.
Yeah, it's like don't, you know, act like, in other words, and it's not funny because he's saying act like you like it.
Yeah.
Super sick, yeah. Super twisted.
Mm-hmm. But to write it and think you're going to get away with it just because it's written, that's stupid.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for TJ on the News.
The TJ Ritchie Show. He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Oh, here we go. Still moving, still grooving. Thank you for listening. You're awesome. Remember, I am America's coolest conservative, the green-eyed patriot, and the future king of political talk radio. That's right. Whether you like it or not, it's the way it is. And that's the way it is. That's right. Okay. There's something that has been going on around the social medias and sports world and just the pop culture in general. And I haven't talked about it yet, even though I've had the clip to play for you for a few days. So I figured, well, why not? I'll just give my take on the situation. Basketball star Steph Curry, who is from Charlotte, one of the greatest basketball players in the history of the game, one of the most celebrated, one of the most successful as far as compensation, shall we say. He is held up in our culture, as most great sports stars are, as a hero. Now, I don't know him. I've never met him. I know that we disagree politically. I do know his Aunt Jackie pretty well. I used to work with her. She is his dad's sister. Her name's Jackie. She works on the John Boy and Billy show. Wonderful woman. So funny, so cool. Love her. But the reason that Steph Curry has been in this type of a spotlight right now is because of his wife. His wife, is her name Aisha? That's her name, Aisha. She's beautiful, as you would expect. She's beautiful. She went on this podcast, and it's one of the biggest podcasts in the world. It's called the Caller Daddy Podcast. It's filthy. It's a young woman that hosts it. It built its name on being as vulgar and sexual and I don't know, just bringing women on there and all of them talking about their loose behavior, bragging about it as if something great. It's just a raunchy, trashy, vulgar podcast. And the host of it has really fallen into millions and millions of dollars. If I'm not mistaken, it started out as part of Barstool Sports. And another podcast company came along, hired this girl away from Barstool Sports and paid her $100 million or something like that to do this podcast. It's insane. And again, it's just filthy, lowbrow, trashy conversations. But all these liberal celebrity women want to be on the show. And they'll go on there and then they'll talk about their personal sex lives and things like that. So Aisha Curry went on there. And I didn't hear her talking about, you know, any of the raunchy, trashy stuff. But what she did say is what has gotten people talking. And a lot of people saying that she has embarrassed her husband with what she said. Now, I don't keep up with sports talk radio, you know what I mean, like sports gossip kind of stuff. I like sports, but is she known to have done this in the past, Isaac? Because I know you keep up with sports stuff. Does she do this kind of thing to embarrass him, so to speak?
Yeah, a few years back, she did a terrible interview. It was on TV, and she was like flirting with this guy that was on there, talking about his body,
yeah,
and then also shared some personal information about Steph Curry and their bedroom activities.
All right. Well, this is what she said about her husband, Steph Curry, who, again, is a superstar and one of the best basketball players in NBA history and reached that goal at a very young age. Okay, listen.
I didn't want kids. I didn't want to get married. I thought I was going to be...
Just a second. I'm sorry. But you hear this is that speech pattern that I talk about all the time where they speak with each word going up at the end. So it makes it sound like they are more childlike and less offensive because it's like they're not sure what it is they're saying, that they're just talking and they don't mean to offend and they don't mean to be threatening. So that's her speech pattern, and it's in a lot of women that actually need to speak like adults. Okay, go ahead.
A career girl, and that's it. And I had my eyes set on my goals, and I was never the little girl that like dreamt about the wedding dress and all of that. And then it happened so early in my life.
Did you talk to Steph about it?
He tries to resonate with me, but he just can't. And he also comes from a place of like, it's effing stupid. Like, it's not true. So why? And I'm like, but wait, like, listen to how it makes me feel. And he's like, but why does it make you feel like that? It's not real. After we got married, we found out we were pregnant with our daughter so quickly. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have time to think about what I wanted anymore. It's so interesting. I spent my entire life like trying to work towards something, and then it kind of just disappeared and I didn't think twice about it. But after my daughter turned one, I remember there being a shift and being like, I have goals for myself. Like, this doesn't feel right. I love being a mom, but I love doing other things too. And I need to get my shit together and figure out what that looks like for myself now.
If I have a career and I'm not.
Okay, so you get the idea. Now, we got to take a break, but just let me say this right now, and then I'll finish up when we come back from the break. Remember what I always say is that the most valuable thing to a liberal woman is being a victim. Having victim status. I mean, that's liberals in general, but mainly liberal women. If you want to get on a liberal woman's bad side quickly, take away her victim status. And it doesn't matter what they have in life, what kind of dream world they live in. None of that is as powerful to them as being the victim of something. Okay, so we're going to take a break, and then I'll finish my opinion about this whole thing coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
All right. 704-570-1110 is the number. If you want to text, please do so. Liberty Buick GMC is responsible for getting us that text line. We appreciate them. All right, now back to the Steph Curry's wife situation. Just to reset quickly, Steph Curry, you know, one of the greatest basketball players ever. He plays for the Golden State Warriors, which, much to my chagrin, is not a college team, Golden State. I thought that was a Colorado college. I'm kidding, of course. Now, their head coach is a lowlife named Steve Kerr. By the way, I want to throw that in there. He's a terrible, ridiculous person. But Aisha Curry, Steph Curry's wife, went on the disgusting, vulgar podcast called Call Her Daddy and basically was saying that her husband doesn't understand her. He tries. He has her in a situation that she doesn't want to be in life. I never wanted to be a mom. But I have so much, I mean, more goals for myself. Okay, so what it boils down to is, she has the type of life that 99.999% of people in America would love to have. She wants for nothing. She is not dealing with the same struggles that a young mother deals with who lives a normal life in the United States. Her husband is, and you know, I'm taking up for him, but even though I know he's a big lib, but as a man, as a husband, if he really loves his wife, which I have, you know, the way a husband should love a wife, and I have no reason to believe he doesn't, it doesn't matter to him that everybody else in the country thinks that he's great, thinks that he's a hero, thinks that he has superpowers, because he does. He can do things with a basketball that your average guy can only dream about, like literally in his dreams at night, could only do what Steph Curry can do with the basketball. Everywhere he goes in our society, he's treated like he's special, because he is, because of his abilities. He has special abilities and he's treated as such. But none of that matters to him if his wife doesn't respect him and doesn't treat him not just like a man, but like her man. Her man that she's proud of. Her man that she appreciates. Her man that she respects, because of what he has accomplished in his life, not just for himself, but for her and his family, his kids. He could walk out on the street every day, which I'm sure he does, and people stop him and tell him how great he is. And I'm such a huge fan, and I wish I could do what you do and all of that. But it doesn't matter to a husband if his wife doesn't respect him. But because of this victim mentality and the value that liberals, especially liberal women, put on victim status, she's so blind to it that she doesn't even realize how she comes across or whether or not it bothers him. She thinks she's making it okay by saying he tries. He tries. Oh, bless his heart. Little thing, he tries. He tries to understand. But I have more. I've always considered myself to want more than being a mom. You know, it's the radical feminism that is in the minds of these women that taints their vision of the way things are really good. You know, it blocks their vision from the things that are really good in their lives. Can you imagine living the life that she lives? And why is she even going on this trashy, rot gut podcast to begin with? I'll tell you why. Because she can't stand the attention that he gets. She begrudges being Steph, the great Steph Curry's wife. She's Aisha. And because he is so great, it has put her in a position where she's not being seen. And I don't mean being seen literally. I mean being seen from that liberal standpoint, the way they use these stupid phrases. I just want to be seen. She doesn't deserve a man who has provided everything that he's provided for her, if that's the way she's going to act. If she doesn't, I mean, I can't even imagine my wife going on some trash podcast, even if she had a problem with me, even if we weren't getting along, even if our marriage was a little bit rocky, and talking about it that way when I'm not there to defend myself. And I'm not even famous. What is it with these women? I know what it is. It's because this feminism that they've been poisoned with doesn't allow them to enjoy to the fullest extent being equal with a man. Feminism has told her that everything you have that came from a man is oppressive. It's oppressive because it didn't afford you the opportunity to go and be big on your own in the corporate world or in your modeling career or whatever else it was. It builds resentment toward the person that you're supposed to be one with. in the eyes of God and the person that was put in your life for you to use as a team member. Your partner in God's eyes, in the world's eyes, to become one. But feminism causes these liberal women to look at their husbands as competition. And it's so sad. Can you imagine what he's having to deal with now because she decided to go on this stupid, trashy podcast? I mean, this story has been everywhere. I'm late to bringing it to you because I was thinking, I got so much stuff happening at the time, and I just kept putting it off. And then finally, I said, I've got to talk about this. It's sad. It is sad. Talking about him like a child. When he has given her a life that she couldn't have provided for herself out there fighting against, you know, the world. Just you and your portfolio and your whatever. I don't even know what she did. I don't even know what she did before she married him, what her goals were, what type of career that she wanted. But I guarantee you it wouldn't have provided her the life that she's got now. Now, if he were mistreating her and being a bad husband and all of that, that's a different story. But he's not, or she would have said that. She was condescending about him and saying, yeah, he doesn't understand. And of course he doesn't understand. He's looking around and saying, look what we have. Look what we've built. How can you be so miserable? Because if you would have chosen the avenue you're talking about, we wouldn't even be together. You know, that's what I always say. You know, when you look at things that you consider to be failures in the moment, it's how did your life end up? And that tells you whether or not it was a true failure. I quit college. And I was lost. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, but I knew I didn't want to go to college. I hated it. Hated it. My parents are both college educated. My dad has a double major, double minor in things that most people would not even look at taking in school. Just like stupid, crazy intellectual stuff. My mom is a teacher. You would have thought that I had come home and told them that I was going to live in a box somewhere when I said I'm quitting college. They were heartbroken. I was scared. I didn't know what I was going to do because it's in my mind. You got to go to college if you want to make anything of yourself. So I quit college and I got into radio. First city that I moved to be in radio is where I met my wife. Now, I look back on that as a blessing, not as a regret. I don't look back and go, I should have stayed in college. I would have been a fantastic football coach and teacher and baseball coach. No, I look at it like, thank God I quit college. Where would my life be if I hadn't have? All right, we got to take a break. We got one segment left, and I know I'm running on and on about this, but this is important to me to get this off my chest. And we're all friends and family here, so just indulge me a little bit longer. Hang on.
The TJ Ritchie Show. Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
So we're talking about this Aisha Curry, Steph Curry's wife, who went on a trashy podcast and talked about how her life didn't turn out the way she wanted it to, and he doesn't understand, and, you know, she's not living up to her potential, basically. And I just hate what feminism has done to block women from being happy. So many women are miserable because of feminism. I mean, you get that feminism, those principles, if you want to call them that, or lack thereof, of feminism, radical feminism, pounded into your head nonstop that you're always better than any man. Any man is trying to bring you down, or you're oppressed, or no matter what kind of life you end up having with a man that loves you and is dedicated to you and would do anything that he possibly could to make sure that you're happy. Listen, I'm not talking about husbands that are sorry and trashy and all of that. I'm talking about good husbands that women love, the wives love their husbands, yet because of the poison that feminism has been injected into their minds, even when you think that it hasn't. I mean, I know a lot of you are thinking, oh, I'm not that way. If you're ladies, I'm not a feminist. But the principles of it have become so ingrained in our mainstream that you don't even realize it sometimes. I mean, several years ago, women were on this this kick about the worst thing is so offensive was mansplaining. And liberal string pullers, the ones who go around getting in people's heads and trying to cause chaos between groups of people, say, you know, it's mansplaining. But that's not even a clever combination of the words, mansplaining. That's not clever at all as a word to begin with. But, you know, they didn't distinguish between a man who's being condescending when he is talking to a woman and a guy who's just talking and having a point of view. So, therefore, while it became any opinion that a man had or anything that he said to a woman was called mansplaining. I don't need to think he's mansplaining. Okay, mansplaining. It's because feminism, just like all other aspects of leftism and Marxism and all, is created to cause a divide. I'm talking about radical feminism. Now, when feminism was created, certain aspects of it in the beginning were righteous. They were needed. Women didn't need to be treated like second-class citizens. Women needed to be treated equally. Do they need to be treated equally as far as, going as far as to having the right to vote and all that? I'm kidding, ladies, I'm kidding. Or am I? But in all seriousness, when you have somebody who is constantly on guard to be offended and to make sure that I'm going to, first and foremost, my guard is going to be up against whatever man comes along, because I don't want him to think that he's getting over on me. I don't want, you know, whatever. That's fine if you're skeptical when you first meet somebody, but when you're married to them and they're not mistreating you and you love them and they love you, drop the competition. You're a team. But too many women are like Steph Curry's wife, where they feel like they have to explain to other women, I want more. I wanted more from life than what this man has given me. Whereas I would be willing to bet that Steph Curry looks at it like, this is not what I have given her. It's what we have built as a family, as for a life for our family. My wife didn't work outside the home for the past 25 years. When we were having kids, she was a stay-at-home mom. I never looked at it like, I have created this and I've created that and you'd be nothing without me and all of that stuff. She did her part and continues to do her part that has made me as successful as I have been through the years. We're a team. But when you let that feminist mindset rule you, you can be somebody who is as blessed with a wonderful life as Aisha Curry is, and you still find a way to act like you're a victim and you're not happy with it. Now, she mentioned in that clip, we didn't get to it, but she mentioned in there about going to therapy, and her therapist says this and her therapist says that. Look, if anybody knows that couple because they're from Charlotte, he's from Charlotte, tell her that I will therapize her for free. I'll be her therapist, and it'll only be one session that will be needed. And I'll fix her right up. I would love to. All right, Mark Levin is up next. Thanks for listening. God loves you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.